It was October 31st, 1926, years before the Great Depression, that the great Harry Houdini died a tragic death at the young age of 52. 81 years later, just a few weeks ago, Houdini's great-nephew, George Hardine, wished to exhume the escape artist's body to determine his true cause of death. Was it the appendix? Maybe there was foul play. Maybe he was poisoned. To exhume one's remains seems to be a very bizarre thing to do. In fact, critics said that he selfishly did this with wishes to promote sales of his new book, The Secret Life of Houdini. When we study the story of the Exodus of Egypt, we find the Jewish people were engaged in borrowing silver and gold from the Egyptian neighbors. But Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in something quite different. Says the Torah, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo," that Moshe was involved in retrieving the remains of Yosef HaTzadik. But unlike George Hardin Lahavdil, Moshe was instructed to exhume his remains. Ki hashpeya hishbias b'nei Yisrael emor. For Yosef HaTzadik instructed the Jewish people and caused them to swear that pakod yifkod elukim eschem v'al yischem es atzmosai mizaydchem, that you are enslaved now, but one day you will be freed from this land of Mitzrayim. And when that day comes, I want you to take my remains with you. I believe that Moshe took more than just the Atzmos Yosef, but he also retrieved the remains of the memories and values of Yosef HaTzadik. And the messages that he wished to convey and to instill upon others in his lifetime, that we should carry them also with us out of Mitzrayim and in our lives as well. It says in the Haggadah that we are obligated liros es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. Envision ourselves as though we personally left the land of Egypt, which means we also must feel the sense of avdus, of slavery. But the Uriel Shlomo, as we mentioned on Shabbos HaGadol, said that our focus at the Seder night and on Pesach should not only be our cherus, that we were freed, not only avdus, that we personally were enslaved, but we must also think, how did we get to Mitzrayim in the first place? Why were we enslaved? What did we do to deserve this type of a punishment? And the Uriel Shlomo explains that we did something wrong, and that we must feel that we made the mistake of Mechiras Yosef, that the brothers of Yosef sold him, and ultimately he was in the land of Mitzrayim in Egypt. And therefore, our own punishment that we must feel is that we made the mistake of Mechiras Yosef. And to undo that mistake, it's necessary to study and understand the life of Yosef HaTzadik and realize that whatever Yosef told his brothers immediately after he revealed himself that he was not just the viceroy, but he was Yosef HaTzadik, when we study the advice that he gave his brothers and said, this is how you will be able to rectify and to be able to be atoned for the sin of selling me, when we look at and understand that we have the exact same flaws and that we need to improve ourselves in these ways, that is the only way that we personally can go mi'avdus l'cherus and truly be befitting and worthy of leaving the land of Egypt. But what did Yosef advise the original B'nai Israel, the children of Yaakov, as a litmus test that they indeed were fit to leave Mitzrayim and to go back to their father, to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Yosef told his brothers just three words. Al tirgazu badarech. Do not quarrel and fight on the road. Explains the Ibn Ezra that what Yosef was really telling the brothers, and also the message that we must internalize ourselves on Pesach, sheyichos ish al echav, that he realized that on the road they will be pointing fingers and blaming and yelling and getting angry at one another, bavur mechiraso, because of the sale. And I often say that when we point a finger at a person, three fingers point right back at you. And what Yosef is telling his brothers, and the message we're supposed to internalize by being enslaved in Mitzrayim, is that we cannot blame other people for the problems of the world. Rather, says Yosef, accept responsibility for your actions. A slave mentality doesn't accept responsibility. They do their job and then they leave. They could care less if the job flourishes or fails. Yosef's first piece of advice to his brothers and also to ourselves is to accept responsibility for our mistakes. The Talmud in Tainus, Yudamid Beis, offers another interpretation of Yosef's words to the Bnei Yisrael. Al tafsiu psiegasa. Yosef tells his brothers, do not take huge steps. My mother often would say, and usually when she was stuck in major traffic, that people are in such a rush to go nowhere. But this is the world we live in. We live in a world where our cars are faster than ever. We feel that the internet is just too slow. There's a fast food restaurant on every corner of the block. Which house doesn't have a microwave oven and a toaster oven? Because we live in a generation where we need and crave immediate gratification. Yosef is telling his brothers, Al tafsiya psiyagasa. Don't take such huge steps all the time in life. Rather, take the time to stop and to reflect on your actions and your life experiences. Furthermore, we know that when we study a person and their body language, it teaches us about who they are and how they're feeling at that particular moment in time. It's said about the Jewish people, as they departed from Har Sinai, they were criticized for being ketinik haborech mibeit sefer, just like a little child running away from school. And if we envision this child running away from school, what message are they trying to convey? And that message is, I want to get away from where I was. I don't want to be in school. So as fast as I can run out of that place, the better. Because I want to completely disassociate myself and disconnect myself, at least for the next few hours until the next school day, from school. Yosef HaTzadik is telling the Bnei Yisrael and ourselves, Al tafsiya psiegasa. Don't run away from the experiences of life. Things don't just happen. The fact that you are married to who you are, the fact that you have certain children, the encounters that you have in life, all of these things happen for a reason. There are no coincidences. And so too, when we experienced slavery in Mitzrayim, it was for a reason. It was for a reason that we must stop and reflect on those life experiences and to be able to grow as an individual. But only if a person would stop and not take psiegasa huge steps. Yosef's last advice, the Talmud says, was Vachnisu Chama Le'ir, that you should enter into the city while the sun is still shining. Says Rav, L'olam Yetzi Adnam B'chitov, V'yichnas B'chitov. A person should always leave when they're traveling. They should leave while it's light out, and they should go back to the next city while it's still light out before it's dark. I believe that Yosef's last piece of advice was more than just to make sure that their brothers are traveling while it's still light outside, but rather based on the words of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said that we can compare life to a postcard. Specifically, an individual that goes traveling, he goes to Puerto Rico, to Hawaii, and in the middle of this very exciting, wonderful trip, they come across a postcard. And they want to write to the people back home, the people that they love, of all the wonderful experiences that they've gone through thus far in their vacation. They take their postcard and they begin by writing the date, the name, the address. They put a stamp, and all of a sudden half of the postcard is already used. Then they continue with the formal introduction, and then they say, it's so nice here, the weather is so beautiful. But before they have the opportunity to write down something and say something which is meaningful, something which really was unbelievable that they experienced, they realize that they have such a small amount of space left on this postcard. So they begin to write smaller and smaller to cram it all in, and they turn it around, and they write into a little corner, and maybe have an arrow to write on the other side. Explains the Chafetz Chaim, this is the third and final message of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef says to leave b'chitov. Don't squander a moment of your life. Value your time on earth now. Treasure every moment. When you're able to leave b'chitov and to pace yourself in life and to really prioritize and do what's important, then in turn you will also be able to arrive b'chitov. You in fact will have done throughout your entire life what you knew all along was most important. Yosef's brothers took this advice. Then, and only then, the next pasuk tells us, V'yalu mimitzrayim v'yavo eretz Canaan, that the brothers then merited to leave Egypt and to be able to only then afterwards to go on to the land of Canaan. I believe that this is the message of Pesach, and also the purpose of the Yizkor service. Yizkor gives us an opportunity. It's an opportunity at least a few times in our year, our busy schedule, to be able to not take such big steps, to be able to stop, and to reflect and think of our loved ones that have since departed. Yizkor is the time in which we retrieve the remains of the memories of our loved ones and the values that they wish to instill upon us in their lifetime. But Yizkor is also an opportunity for us to be able to embrace life and to utilize it to the fullest, to be Yetzei B'chitov, V'yichnas B'chitov. And just like the Atzmos Yosef, we find as we recite in Hallel, in Beseis Yisrael, Hayom Rav Yanos, that the sea saw something, and only afterwards it split. Says Chazal, it refers to the casket of Yosef HaTzadik, that he opened the door to allow us to leave, because we truly received the atonement for the Mechiras Yosef. We were truly fit because of the Atzmos Yosef, that we have changed and we have been able to stop and reflect on our mistakes and to grow from the experiences of our loved ones, that's why we are fit to leave Mitzrayim. It's no coincidence that we're in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. And during Sfiras HaOmer, we say that today is day number one, and today is day number two, and we continue to count so for 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiena. 7 complete, solid weeks. The message of Sfiras HaOmer is the same that Yosef was giving his brothers, and the same message of Moshe carrying the Atzmos Yosef that the Bnei Israel must constantly be cognizant of, that we must value the day, and literally to make every day count. And then when we do so, we will have Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Our lives, our weeks will be complete. They'll be full. By doing so, we too will be zochet to leave our exile, v'yavo eretz Kanaan, and to echo the words of our Haggadah, v'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. Good Yom Tov.